In the gospel reading today, we hear our Lord asking his apostles who people say that he is. And of course, he gets a variety of answers and says, but who do you say that I am? And that's the question that he's asking us right now. Who do you say Jesus is? Everything in your life is going to revolve on the answer to that question. Everything. If he is not God, then we have no faith. Then everything that we teach is a bunch of hogwash, and we should all get up and leave right now, because this is completely fraudulent. There's a piece of bread that remains a piece of bread, and there's a cup of wine that remains a cup of wine, because if he's not God, obviously he doesn't have the power to turn bread and wine into himself. He doesn't have the authority to forgive sin if he's not God. He doesn't have the ability to do any of the things that we say that he does if he's not God. So this is not a minor little question. It's not something we can say, well, maybe he is. Well, maybe he isn't then. There is no in-between here. He is either God or he is not. Just like you are either human or you're not. If you're not a human being, I don't know what you are, but it's one or the other. There isn't your kind of, sort of human, maybe. No, you're either human or you're not. Jesus is either God or he is not. He does indeed have a human nature that he took to himself in the womb of his mother, but he is God from all eternity. And that's exactly the point of the question. When Peter answers him and says, "You are the Christ, the Anointed One, the Messiah. You are the Son of the living God." Think about that answer. For a Jewish person to be able to come forth and to say, "You are the Son of the living God." This was not something, as the Lord makes very clear, that Peter came up with on his own. Because this would have been completely contrary to anything that the Jewish people upheld. So we again have to look at these things for ourselves. It's one thing to look at it and say, if Jesus is not God, well, then all these things follow that we've talked about. Jesus is God. So what difference does that make? Queen Elizabeth is the Queen of England. Who cares, right? What difference does that make for us? It's the truth. She's the Queen of England, but so what? Jesus is God. What difference does that make to us? Hopefully all the difference in the world. But it's easy for a lot of people to go, yeah, so what? So he's God. Big deal. It's the biggest deal in the universe. But how much does it matter to us? He is God. Therefore, he needs to be the center of our life. Everything needs to revolve around him. He is God, which means he has authority to be able to forgive sin, which means that he has the power to change bread and wine into his own self. But is he the Lord of my life? Is the question each and every one of us has to ask. Is he the Lord of my life? So we're coming up to Christ the King on Sunday. That becomes the imperative question. Does my life revolve around Jesus, or is he just a part of it? Do I believe that he's God, but it doesn't really matter to me? Am I not sure if he's God, so therefore I deny him? Who is he? Who do you say that he is? Don't just repeat a catechism answer. So as I keep pointing out, when you stand before him on the day of judgment, it's not going to be a catechism lesson. He's not going to say, do you know all the answers to the catechism? Because you know what? Satan knows all the answers to the catechism. So we need to know the catechism. I'm not saying we don't. We need to know. But we need to get it from the head to the heart. Who is Jesus for you? That's the question. Not do I know the answer to the catechism? Who do I say that he is? Who is he for me? Who is he in my life? If I am going to be able to state what the catechism teaches, am I living it? Am I letting that make a difference in my life? Is it changing me completely so that everything is truly revolving around him? Because he is Lord, because he is God? Or doesn't it matter? So this is the most imperative question of all, because everything hinges upon the answer. Not the catechism answer, the answer that comes from our own heart. You, who do you say that Jesus is?